95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Bartell Drugs.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 53. Tonight, clouds low down to 37. And then tomorrow, we'll see clouds with rain with a high of 54.
Flu season has arrived. Bartels wants to make sure you receive the shot to protect you from getting and spreading the flu this year. Visit any one of your local 61 Bartell Drugs locations any day, anytime during pharmacy hours.
Dragon speech recognition software allows you to become a better writer, work around disabilities, and generally be more productive, doing everything from creating documents to commanding your computer with just your voice. Buy Dragon at Amazon, Staples, Best Buy, or GetDragon.com.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Ever feel like you're shelling out more money for less stuff? With the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast, getting more doesn't have to cost more. Get more for your money and switch to the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for just $99 a month for 12 months. Add HD DVR service for $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, there's no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. The offer ends January 5th, 2014, and some restrictions do apply. New residential customers only. After the promo, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, fees, including broadcast TV fee and other recovery fees, are extra. But it's $99 a month for the Triple Play from Comcast for 12 months. HD DVR service, $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. That's 1-800-XFINITY, or go to comcast.com/xfinity.
Clipper Vacations, your Pacific Northwest travel experts, makes it easy and affordable to take a holiday getaway to Victoria, BC.
I love Victoria. It's all lit up. There's carriages, and you're like, oh, this is a magical winter wonderland. It's beautiful.
The spirit of the holidays lives in Victoria, and Clipper Vacations can get you there with round trips from only $96, overnight packages including round trip on the Victoria Clipper and one-night hotel stay from only $132 per person double occupancy, and kids go for only $10 with overnight package. Then let Clipper Vacations take you on a Leavenworth Town and Tree Lighting Day Trip weekends in December. Fun sights, shopping, and the dazzling lights of the town being lit for the season.
I can do all my vacation planning right in one site at Clipper.
Magical holiday memories begin with Clipper Vacations.
Clipper Vacations took care of everything.
Start planning a memorable holiday season. Book today at 206-448-5000 or clippervacations.com.
Clipper Vacations.
At Georgia Boot, lagers are in our DNA. We've taken our rich heritage to the next level with Comfort Core lagers, engineered with durably waterproof and breathable Gore-Tex fabric so that you stay dry and comfortable no matter what. An exclusive Vibram outsole provides superior traction. The Comfort Core 7-foot bed with a layer of memory foam cushions your every step. The Georgia Boot Comfort Core Lager. Rugged, never felt so good.
Georgia Work Boots at one of Whistle Workwear's 8 locations. Whistle Workwear, dedicated to the American worker.
It's back! The Seattle Land Jam, November 3rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Foundry in Seattle. Watch top Seattle chefs prepare unique lamb dishes paired with local area wines, beers, and spirits. Your senses will be dazzled with fresh American lamb creations and hands-on butchery demonstrations. Beat the lines at the special VIP event from 1 to 2 p.m. Your VIP ticket includes an exclusive lamb nacho bar and a pre-event cocktail party. For VIP and general admission tickets, go to seattle.fansoflamb.com.
Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump with your club card because you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
Arm yourself against the flu. Flu season is here, and it's not too late to get protected. You can now get your flu shot at Bartels any day, anytime during pharmacy hours.
Hi, it's Jerry from Ben & Jerry's. I have made and eaten a lot of fish food and cookie dough ice cream, and I think companies ought to be proud to tell you the ingredients they use. That's why I support Initiative 522 for labeling genetically engineered food. There are some big corporations spending millions to prevent labeling. What are they hiding? Join Ben & Jerry's in supporting honest food labeling. Vote yes on 522, paid for by Ben & Jerry's Homemade Inc.
Hey, folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I went to a Good Feet store near the Alderwood Mall. It's on the perimeter by the Fatburger store. There are two Good Feet stores in Puget Sound, by the way. There's also one down at South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. The Good Feet stores, they're America's number one arch support specialist. They know what they're doing, and nobody does it better. There's an arch support technician on site at every store. Now, I spend a lot of money on footwear. I've got great riding boots for my bike. I've got great running shoes, but I always hurt. Every time I put my feet on the floor, they hurt. Went to a Good Feet store, they fitted me on site with the right arch supports. They measured how I walk, where my balance points were. And that day, the technician fitted me with arch supports that immediately started to make my feet feel better. Now, a couple months later, I can't even remember foot pain. I can do anything I want. I don't do as much as I should, but it's not foot pain that keeps me from doing the things in my life that matter. I play with my kid. I get to walk and work out. All the things I wasn't doing because of foot pain. You know, they can do the same thing for you. Goodfeet.com is a website, or stop in one of the two stores. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We're looking at a pretty easy drive so far. We do have a few spots that are slowing down already, though. One of those spots is northbound I-5 through the Federal Way area, approaching 516. You're going to see some crowding there. On the Valley Freeway, northbound at 405, we have an accident there reported on the right shoulder. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, seeing some crowding already. Everett to Seattle, though, looking really good, only taking you 30 minutes.
Renting is mayhem, but with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renter's insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right, coming up now, our Seahawks song. This is the first Seahawks twisted tune to be sung by an ex-Seahawk. How about that? And it's a country song because we love country music so much, we've pined away to be able to play country music.
Uh-huh.
All right. What does a quarterback have in common with a tractor? Well, that's what this song seeks to answer. Here we go.
Firing up the tuner, watch the game with my son. To the man cave, Lord, here she comes. A Russell Wilson jersey with a big bedazzled up three. Staring at the TV like a lovesick pup. Hawks win the toss and the teams line up. Just look at her face. She ain't thinking about me. She thinks my QB's sexy. He really turns her on. She never watched the Seahawks till number three came along. She likes the way he scrambles with the football in his hand. I even heard her say he's got a cute tight end. She's not the only girl who's watching with a man on Sundays. She thinks my QB's sexy. Sports never watch none much. Game days here, man, her eyes light up. He does a tractor. She thinks my QB's sexy. He really turns her on. She never cared for football till Russell came along. She likes the way he's humble, always thinking of the fans. She even thinks it's hot that he's a god.
Back up from the TV, baby. You gotta go blind.
All right, there it is.
All right.
Man, I hate that kind of music so much.
That's hilarious.
It's funny, huh?
I love that.
She thinks my QB's sexy. Joe says his wife won the game for the Seahawks last night.
Can't wait
to find out. Without question?
Well, from her perspective.
That was a question, by the way. Did you notice that?
From her perspective, she had some impact because when it gets tense, she goes and washes dishes. She does not watch. Now, I have noticed that...
That's, of course, important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would anybody watch when it gets tense?
Yeah. It's only
watch
weird.
When there's nothing going on.
It's only weird if it doesn't work.
Yeah. But only when we're on defense and it's tense. I notice she's always watching when Russell is out there.
Oh, I do that, too. Sometimes if I'm buffering it, I'll skip over a part where, see if they score.
Yeah.
Then I'll go back to us playing offense. I do that.
When the Rams start driving, she's like, I can't take this. I'll go wash the dishes. Okay. Now
they were driving big time.
Yeah, and I'll say, they held them to a field goal, honey. Good job.
Hold on. How does that help the team? It has nothing to do with the team.
It worked. I mean, she was not there for that last stand at the end. I said, sweetie, this is it.
She missed the end of the game.
Yeah, I said, this is it. This is why we're here. This is it. It comes down to this play. Well, if I go in there, they'll blow it. So I'm staying in here and washing the dishes.
I'm going to send her flowers today because it's entirely her credit that we want.
You need to send me some flowers, too, because I took my 2-year-old son out last night to a darkened playground at 7 o'clock at night because that's how unpleasant things were in my house.
You're getting flowers, too.
Yeah. It was,
we need
by
every
way,
one of you.
Because I know you say that David gets really unpleasant when there's reasons to yell at the TV.
Exceptionally, yeah.
It was an extremely unpleasant game.
I'm aware of that.
The whole game.
Yes. Yeah.
And I did not enjoy any part of it. In fact, I would say I only enjoyed 4 seconds of it. The last 4 seconds. You could have...
No. I actually enjoyed the 80-yard touchdown. So I'll give you...
I didn't enjoy that either.
I enjoyed 9 seconds.
I didn't enjoy any of it because I felt like they were going to lose.
Yeah, I have to admit, I didn't watch because I shuttled all of my animals and my son away from the media room into the other room because there were a lot of bad words coming
out. Oh, yeah. It's a bad word alert.
From what I understand, based on what I gathered from the other room, we were playing like ultimate garbage.
There ought to be like an opposite of an Amber alert for... men spewing bad words alert.
The vulgar alert.
The vulgar alert.
Yeah, it's a vulgar alert.
Yeah. The vulgar alert, I think, comes...
You don't want to interrupt everybody in your neighborhood's phone ought to beep and go, stay away from Jody's house.
Well, it's just an alienating... Like, you just do not want to be there. There's a reason he watches games alone in our home instead of, like, being in a bar.
And he does. He doesn't watch with other guys ever?
No.
No.
He's very serious. Mm. And he needs to be in his chair... And he needs to shout whatever he needs to shout. And I needed to get the AG double.
I'd love to watch a game with David sometime.
No, you would not.
Oh, I would, actually, because I do kind of the same thing. Ignore each other.
No, he thinks that he's a super fan. I'm so glad I can say this because I don't think he's up yet. He thinks that he's a super fan, but what he is very alienating.
Hold on,
it's not fun to watch.
I'm going to text to make sure he's up to hear this.
Are you talking about me again?
No. Oh, right. I'm sure you...
I'm alienating.
Well,
aren't
I?
Please.
Yeah.
Please, please include me as alienating.
You're
alienating,
yeah, buddy.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Unpleasant.
No, I haven't watched football, but I've been to some baseball games with David. We've been to the horse track, and I find his passion to be charming. Yeah.
Engaging.
Yeah. I mean, he's involved.
It's charming. It charmed me and my son out of the house.
If you watch with David, you got to wear one of those suits that the police wear when they train attack dogs, the big padded suit with the arm things and a head mask.
Yes.
That's how you would have to watch with David.
That is about right.
Seahawks won yesterday. Really didn't feel like a win. It was pretty amazing. There was one low point at a high point. Golden Tate went in for a touchdown, and he knew he had the touchdown, so he began taunting the opposing player on his way in. Here's the audio.
Wilson on the fake. Throwing downfield for Golden Tate. Great in the air. It's Tate. Took it from Jenkins. Taunting on his way to the end zone. Flag is down as he scores the touchdown. It's a great play by Tate, but just finish the play and get on with the game. I have no idea what Golden Tate is doing there.
Obviously, there's been conversation going on throughout the night.
I don't think there's any place for this in pro football. I know Jenkins was involved with
Steve Smith last week. Just play your position. Be a professional. I don't like the penalty. I don't like the taunting.
So the taunting was he was, like, waving his finger as he was going in? What exactly was he doing?
So the play that transpired was the guy who covered Golden Tate, the cornerback for the Rams, made a play for the ball and missed.
And he thought he had it intercepted. He had no idea Tate was going to come from behind him and grab the ball and steal it from him.
Amazing catch by Tate. So when that guy falls to the ground missing the interception, the safety is so far away, Golden Tate knows there's no way
he's not
streaking the 80 yards for this touchdown. He started waving goodbye to the guy at the 40.
Was he waving or pointing a gun? Because I thought he was pointing a gun.
He was waving for about 20 yards, and the last 20 he starts doing the old yep, 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 yep with his hand.
What does that mean?
The guy had been talking crap the entire game.
So it sounds like the other guy was the one taunting, and he was just getting him back. Any kid knows this.
Exactly. Yeah. But and any fan knows, and we could call David to ask him, it's always the second guy who gets flagged in the NFL.
My mother used to say that.
It's always the second guy.
No, she didn't.
Golden Tate starts yip, 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 as he's running the last 15 yards, and the flag came out early, and it was a 15-yard penalty, and it was a completely horrible.
But they can't
decision.
Take away the touchdown. No. They assess it on the kickoff.
Exactly.
So Golden Tate then came out and ate serious crow.
You say play a little smarter. Are you referring to that taunting call at the end when you ran for that touchdown?
Yeah. That was immature of me. Hurt my team. I got to stay composed, play football, act like I've been there before. Got to apologize to our special teams because I put them in an awkward situation. But won't happen again. I'm going to learn from it and move forward.
What did you see on that play?
We got the look we wanted. We wanted a cover two look, and Russ saw that the safety had jumped the guy inside of me, and I knew I was going to be open, and he made a great throw. I made a great play, and got in the end zone.
Coach Carroll had words with you on the sidelines after that. What do you have to say to you?
Be smart. I'm a better player than that. If I want to be considered one of the better players, the Calvin Johnson, the Dez Bryans, Demaryius Thomas, I'm going to have to act like I've been there before. That play right there hurt our team. Could have given them momentum. So, a learning moment for me. So, I'm going to move forward and not do it again.
But I swear he got talking points from Pete Carroll because that's the same thing he told the King 5 guys.
Oh, yeah.
A learning moment for me. Better than that.
He's really smart.
I got to act like I've been there before.
Hurt my team.
I swear to God, that's what Pete Carroll said to him as soon as he got the sideways. All right, three things.
there's a card you pull out of your wallet, and that's what it says to do.
Learned a moment for me. I'm not going to do that again. I'm better than that. And that's good coaching, by the way. You're better than that is better than, man, you suck, which would be my thought.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson caught over 300 yards of passes Sunday. He didn't once taunt anybody. Best guys don't need to talk. They talk with their actions. Kelly deemed that very unsexy, that Golden Tate
thing. The wag.
She did not like that. She doesn't like
I loved it.
I did, too. I like a little bit of flair.
Well, that's what I said. I said it was funny. It was funny taunting, you know. It would have been terrible if he'd been tackled or ran out of bounds.
Yes.
And both were a possibility.
Yeah.
He was dangerously close.
That would
now, for anybody who didn't
karma.
See the football, this is like annoyingly too much about the Seahawks, right?
If there is anybody. There
aren't
plenty
of people.
There
My wife refused to watch. She was catching up on recorded Dr. Oz episodes.
Well, not by choice.
Wow, you must be really difficult to be with as well.
I told you I'm very alienated.
I missed the first half not by choice. I was driving Emily around, and there is not many people out and about, even on a Monday night.
People are very excited.
Yeah.
Seahawks are 7-1, which is, again, we were already in uncharted territory. I understand San Francisco is still a pretty good team, though, right?
Oh, yeah, they're playing great football. They haven't lost since they dropped two in a row. They're one game behind us. That's the thing about last night.
To stay one game above.
Right.
We had to win last night.
If you would have lost last night, believe me, they played like they wanted to lose the game. They couldn't block. They couldn't run. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't stop a guy from running 200 yards yesterday. The Rams had 20 yards of offense. They couldn't do anything.
Well, I would take a different – I don't know anything about sports, but our defense held them to nothing but a field goal, despite their ability to be able to march down the field.
No,
by the way, I don't actually know that. I just heard announcers say
No. Well, you look at the score. You're right about that.
Sports people argue about stuff like that.
There's plenty of things that went wrong, but the ultimate – it's funny. You talk about how coaches coach.
Pete Carroll, I don't, actually, usually.
Well, you mentioned that it was good for Pete Carroll, too.
Oh, I did, actually.
Yeah.
You're right.
Pete Carroll in the postgame show said, look, we won. I'm a happy guy. Is there stuff to fix? Of course there's stuff to fix. But, you know, look, we went and won four of the last five games were on the road. We're 4-1 in those. We're 7-1.
How serious he's getting.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
If Pete Carroll comes out in the post game show and looks like, oh, we didn't deserve to win. I got my tail between my legs. It's like I just stole a pork chop off the table.
Well, I think he said that.
No.
I got the clip. To play the pork chop audio. Cut
Ryan
six.
Rory.
He kind of did say that.
If he comes out like that, the whole team sees that. He's leading by, hey, you know what? We won. Hold your heads up. We won on the road. That's tough to do anywhere.
1-2 on the road. Yeah. 2 in a row.
Hey, did we win 2 on the road?
We did win 2 on the road.
And we won 2 on the road?
And our QB's sexy.
And our QB is sexy.
And we shoved Matt Schaub.
Why don't we win 2 on the road?
No, I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Good call. Although, you do need to watch it, though, because a lot of people are now dishing some blowback.
I hear there's Seahawks blowback. Tell me
there
what
is.
This is.
Facebook posts like this one. I hope a pathetic win like that shuts up Seahawks fans for at least 1 week, but I'm sure they'll find some excuse for their offense
looking
like
junk. Yeah, the excuses were 7-1. Excuse me.
I'm just annoyed by the constant trash talk and premature Super Bowl talk I hear every day from the endless parade of Seahawks fans I see, who, by the way, I don't remember seeing 2 years ago.
And I would not join the premature Super Bowl people.
Not after watching that last night.
No.
Boy, if they play like that, they're not going to go to the Super Bowl without a ticket to watch from the stands.
But you know the cliche of what wins championships.
What wins championships?
Defense. You know what we got? I coined this phrase.
A cold?
I coined this phrase last night. Now, it must have been taken somewhere along the line. I don't think this is original, but I haven't heard it before.
You coined a phrase. You make a noise when you coin a phrase?
Junk. The no TDD. I don't know how many times we've had a shutout this year already. I know one, I think, was only scored a special teams play. I think we shut him out at least
twice, maybe three times.
Maybe no touchdown.
Yeah, the no TDD. As long as you don't let the other team score a touchdown, you're going to win every time or very, very close.
TDD sounds like a skin condition. I don't think that's going to be good.
You don't see your doctor if your TDD persists.
You've got a no TDD.
We've got a no TDD.
Cream may cause itching, anal swelling.
All I know is if you think that we may or may not be on the road to the high life, just know that Eminem in his most recent record called out Russell Wilson. Once you make it into Eminem lyrics, you know that's next level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was Russell Wilson like one of his stepdads? What did Russell Wilson do?
No, I haven't gotten to the lyric with Pedro yet, but I'm sure that it's
about... Is he dating his mom
I think
at
Russell,
some point?
No, his daughter. His daughter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, you got the clip?
I don't have the clip, is what I just said.
I know the sports radio did a little quick edit and played a little bit yesterday. The great Marshall Mathers mentions that Wilson was drafted in the third round and has ascended beyond expectations.
They showed a picture yesterday of Russell Wilson against the other two people who were drafted before him. One of them was Andrew Luck. And the other guy...
RG3.
Who?
Robert Griffin III.
RG3. And they... I had no idea they'd do this. Of course, they know how tall each one of them was.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Wilson is the shortest at, what, 5'11"?
5'10 and three quarters.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But did you know that they measure a quarterback's hands like wingspan? And they showed a graphic on TV, I don't know if you saw this, of all three quarterbacks' hands. And they spent a good deal of time talking about how Russell Wilson had the biggest hands of any quarterback.
Even though Andrew Luck is like half a foot taller, he's got a smaller hand.
They both have smaller hands.
And then they go to the hand cam and they show close up on how.
Did
Russell.
You see this?
Oh yeah, X-ray. Kelly X-ray loved this.
The
she loved this.
X-ray of the hand.
Yeah, she loved this part.
And I thought, gosh, you know, when you're a quarterback waiting to be drafted, I mean, you are a piece of meat. They measure you, the FDA, the US FDA, choice prime, stamp
you. No antibiotics, no hormones.
So what don't they measure?
And they just may not have a statistic for that. I mean, they may not write
it down.
You
think they measure that?
Well, they certainly see it because it's head to toe, man.
You have to get naked?
Oh, yeah.
You have to get you have to swing on a wrecking ball for those guys as doctors to examine?
Yeah, NFL Combine is...
They call that a drag coefficient. Yeah.
I'm sure some players...
So they have to strip down and be totally measured.
Dude, come on.
I'm pretty sure the NFL...
Joe says yes.
The NFL Combine is a pretty... thorough physical examination, and I would think there would have to be some, you know,
how high can you jump, how fast can you run, and how long is your thing?
How long is your thing, but at some point I'm sure they're saying drop your drawers. They want them to check you out just like a complete physical. You go in there, eventually your doctor says I need to, you know, feel down there to check you out. And I'm guessing
that's what mine says.
I need to feel that now.
Yeah. To check you out.
When you're,
just for a minute, see how it feels.
When you're doing a physical, when you're investing millions of dollars in a guy, I think one of your most critical places to check
part of the package
would be, you know, make sure this guy doesn't have. You might be doing him a favor by saying,
"By the way, testicular
cancer." Yeah,
this feels weird. It's supposed to look like this.
Yeah. if you're getting ready to drop,
I was curious
million.
Because when they whipped out, they had like, here's what surprised me about it. The sportscasters have x-rays of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, unless they made that graphic.
No, that's from the combine.
That's a real x-ray of the hand taken during the medical examination of the draft picks.
Yeah.
So when you are, I mean, don't take this the wrong way.
No, go ahead.
You know somebody's going to take it the wrong way. But even back in the old days of slavery,
mm-hmm.
when they would hold people up there, you needed to know how healthy they were before you would even buy one.
Right. Think horse trading, horse sales. They look at your teeth. They check, right. They check the junk factor. They when you
have to check the junk.
Right.
Same exact thing. You're not even off.
Mm.
You're not
because you're buying you're buying something that has to perform.
You're investing.
It's like a machine.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And you're looking for any little clue, like our guy John Schneider, our GM, he probably saw that hand stat and said, I don't care about the height.
Look at his hands,
you know?
Dude.
Yeah, look at him throw that ball. And what John Gruden pointed out, when you got a hand like that, you can grab a ball any way you want to.
You said you don't have to grab it on the laces, which
right.
A lot of people do, yeah.
I've got the Eminem Russell Wilson call out if you want to hear
go.
It.
Be careful. Out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that straw into gold. Jump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. I love you, Rhymeson, with Rumpelstiltskin
in a haystack. We got to do that.
Isn't that great?
And I think that he is feeling a little Macklemore threat, you know? I mean, he's jumping in there.
You think he did the Russell Wilson line because he's got competition?
Think somewhere
did
in the
I
back
see Macklemore?
Of his head.
On a cover of a mag? Was he on a cover of what magazine?
Seattle Magazine.
Oh.
Well, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone last month.
He's had his Rolling Stone.
Oh, okay. I saw him at the checkout stand, but if it's just Seattle Magazine, that's not hard to get
on. He's on the cover of Hip White Guy Quarterly.
Yeah. He's on the cover of The Stranger.
Mayor McGinn can get on that.
Yeah. For now.
So.
7-1. That's the bottom line on that whole deal.
Yeah.
Coming home this week for an even worse team, Tampa Bay.
All right, let's give away a chance to win some tickets right now.
Hawk and Roll is on. Text this word now for your chance at tickets for this weekend's game.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hawks versus Tampa Bay. The word is play. Text the word play to 52309 and you're in the drawing. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, or any sporting event or concert, log into VenueKings.com. All right. In a moment, we're supposed to hear from Stephanie Ann Johnson from Team CeeLo on The Voice. And the reason, of course, is she's local. This is just two local people. There's a fertile ground here in the Pacific Northwest for great talent. She was on Team Christina. She was stolen by CeeLo, which is an interesting story. It's almost like a draft of a football player. If someone or a mm-hmm. free agent, if someone leaves you unprotected, one of the other guys can steal you.
What's funny because she was eliminated from Team Christina. And picked up, they say stolen, which is a much kinder way to put it, but picked up by CeeLo. And it's just like sports. When you cut a guy, he has to clear waivers.
What does clearing waivers mean?
It means any team in the league has the right to then poach him from you.
Oh.
If you cut a guy, most often with waivers, you cut a guy and then you re-sign.
Well, that's all that Golden Tate was doing on the way in. He was,
clearing
that
waivers.
Was waivers, weren't
yes,
they?
It was.
What
waivers.
He was doing with his hands.
Yep. By the way, the person that beat her, she advanced to another round yesterday. So she's a really good singer. So she didn't lose to a bad one. She lost to a good singer.
Right. And on the show last night, Stephanie Ann did not sing. Neither did the Jenky kid that Jenks. What was his
Austin
name again?
Jinx.
Austin Jenks or Jenky?
Jenks.
I got to really learn his name because I don't watch this show. But he was like a fan of us, and he was a really sweet kid to talk to.
Very nice guy.
Didn't he and your dad? He and his dad used to kill your Christmas turkey, I believe. Right?
They would. That's right.
They come used by to, every year.
Kill the Christmas turkey for us.
Nice people. Nice kids.
We got a different group of people doing that now. I believe they're called Albertsons.
The Albertsons. Nice family.
Good family. okay. Is that her? Oh, neat. Now, we may have a surprise for her if we get lucky. I'm not sure. This is her. Stephanie Ann Johnson. She's from Tacoma. Who's the gal who did Big Buck Horse originally?
Katie Tunstall?
Nah.
Scottish girl.
Nah. I like Stephanie's version better. Almost never do like a cover version better. And I like Katie Tunstall, too.
Stephanie put some grits on it.
Yeah. Are you there, Stephanie? Hello.
Here I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Seattle.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're doing a lot of interviews, but now you're on in your hometown.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
All right. I'll bet it does. Let me give you a nice introduction here. We always like to make a guest feel welcome, and you're special. Stephanie Ann Johnson is following a trail blazed by Vicky Martinez, growing up in Tacoma to become a nationally known singer-songwriter by appearing on the hit NBC series The Voice. Currently, Stephanie is also on Team CeeLo, and all of you boosters in Pierce County can cheer for your hometown girl to continue singing for another week when The Voice airs tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC. Stephanie Ann Johnson, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hi, Steph.
Hi, that was a pretty good introduction.
Yeah, Joe puts those together. So, when you saw Vicky Martinez kick butt on The Voice, and then you entered, did you think, oh, well, they probably won't pick someone else from Tacoma? Or did you think, like, Tacoma's already kicking ass, so pick me?
Yeah, that was my feeling. My feeling was, you know, Tacoma's already been made popular. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. And then, so you didn't feel any bias against, oh, we already took somebody from Tacoma?
No. Mm. No.
Now, you have just an amazing voice. And I know that you do some cruise ship work, and
yep.
I had heard that you're dying to get off the cruise ships. A lot of our audience is dying to get on one, so and some of them die when they get on it. The food is not that good.
I
actually
go.
Know someone who did pass away on a cruise ship. How is that working on a cruise ship? Do they make you work every night or just a couple nights during the cruise? How does that work?
Well, in my contract, working on cruise ships, I was contracted to work 7 days a week with approximately, you know, between 3 and 5 hours every day.
Wow. Now, all right, that sounds impressive. Like, because I know there's some bigger bands, they get on and they, you know, they play on Wednesday and then they have the rest of the time to just relax and be on the cruise. But so you're a hardworking girl on a cruise ship. Wouldn't you say, though, that if you read that book by Malcolm Gladwell, The 10,000 Hours, that that's where you hone your craft is by singing every night, 7 days a week? A lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I really think that I used my time working on cruise ships to, you know, to build my chops. And it really helped me build my confidence because I had to be performing every day, all the time, learning new songs, all the time.
Yeah. And have you seen much of the world? Do they let you off the ship, or do they just put you in a holding cell when the ship goes to dock?
Well, each cruise ship that I know about does have a brig on it.
A brig, yeah. Okay, for the entertainers. We want to go out. No, you can't.
But I've seen a little bit of the world. I've been to about 31 different countries by now.
Wow. Have you done some fun things, some fun shore? Like, have you seen glaciers and canyons, and have you gone paragliding or any of that kind of stuff?
I have seen Glacier Bay and Tracy Arm, which are both beautiful glaciers. And sometimes the calving, you know, from the glaciers losing ice is loud. It sounds like thunder in the middle of the night. Mm. I've seen the Northern Lights. I went to Egypt. I have been inside pyramids. I've been to Jerusalem. I put my hand in the Jordan River. I've seen Venice. I have a pretty amazing perspective right now.
Right. You've been all... Wow, Stephanie. So, all right. Even though you said you wanted to get off the cruise ships, you gotta say, what an amazing introduction to the world and life, and at the same time working really hard, getting your chops down to work on a cruise ship. You make it sound like it's probably something any serious singer should consider.
Well, it's one of those experiences that is only itself. There's no other experience that's like working on a cruise ship. And you get to know yourself as an artist really well, especially being that I was a lounge singer. So it was only me and my guitar every day, all the time.
Vicky Martinez, as you know, has been on the show with us a couple of times. She's a friend of the show. We think she's amazing, and you're amazing, too. We called her yesterday to tell her we were going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent you a message. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Here's a little encouragement from Vicky. By the way, she would have got up this morning, but she said that her alarm clock, the machine gun setting on her alarm clock, is not working.
She's a big rock star now. She can sleep as late as she wants.
Here's what she said. Vicky Martinez said, hey, Stephanie, since they have all these rounds and steals and all that crap, don't do what I did. Drink tequila with Blake and have too much fun. Vicky says what you have to do now at this point is be strategic. Make sure that you have CeeLo keep you on his team. And in order to do that, the best way to do that is to let him dress you up like anything he wants. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
It refers to Vicky's costuming during down the stretch run of her, voice.
Does CeeLo dress you?
That's classified information.
Okay.
Smart girl.
So there is a brig. There is a brig and the voice.
It's
and then dress you down.
Walk in closet in the brig.
What happens on Team CeeLo stays on Team CeeLo.
Stephanie, we have another surprise for you. We have another surprise for you. Someone else that wants to give you some encouragement.
Okay. Morning.
Freddie May, say hi to Stephanie.
Good morning, Stephanie. This is my girl.
Her grandma's on the phone.
Stephanie, how are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Yay. You didn't tell about the zip lining that you did. And she also did the jumping out of a plane.
You jumped out of a plane on a cruise ship? That's a short drop.
No time for your ship to open. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, Grandma, Freddie May Barnett, Stephanie's grandma in Tacoma. What do you watch when you watch the show? Do you have a whole crowd sitting around with you cheering Stephanie on?
Yes, because see what I do every day. I'm retired now twice. And I go to the Beacon Senior Citizen Center every day.
Wow.
So when they know Steffi's coming on, they meet here at my house, and we all are here cheering her on.
Ah, that's...
And then sometime, if everybody's doing some, we're over to our mom's house.
Oh, that's nice. So you're always watching...
We are there.
You're always watching with a group.
Steffi on, you know. She works... Steffi really enjoys singing, and she works so hard for it.
She does work hard.
I say to her, boy... You can see what you've done for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you're as proud as a grandma can be.
Oh, gosh.
Well, give her some last-minute love and words of advice, because we're almost out of time, Freddie Mae. Go ahead.
Grandma, love you, and just keep on keeping on. You can do it.
I love you, too, dear.
Okay, talk with you later.
All right. There she goes. Stephanie, we know you have to go, and it's a big night tonight. You're on TV again. The whole area is pushing for you. We're all actually, the entire city of Tacoma is getting together with your grandma tonight.
At the T-Dome.
They're going to meet at the T-Dome.
Meeting down the Glass Museum.
Yeah. So go out there and kick some ass.
Yay.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Stephanie Ann Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
On The Voice tonight. All right. Take care, Steffi. That was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luciana, for tracking down her grandma.
She's got a Rolodex with everyone's grandma's numbers. Yeah. It's weird. It's the grandma role. I used to say, what are you doing that for? But now I understand.
You know that grandma, too, has watched her since she was in the plays as a little girl in the high school choir going, that girl can sing. She's mm-hmm. going to be on, you know, a star someday. And lo and behold, here she goes.
Yeah. In the role of grandma now, CeeLo Green.
Who, ironically enough, is the exact same dress size.
This
is really, really odd. Yeah.
All right, Stephanie Ann Johnson. There she is. That's exciting. Let's see what else is going on. Seahawks won ugly, which actually was kind of something I kind of predicted because you guys told me it was hard to win two on the road. So I figured one of these road games has got to be hard, and it'll be the one you don't expect to be hard. The Red Sox won yesterday. They have a 3-2 series lead. I grew up in New England, so I know that all my Pack the Cap people are very excited and happy.
You know, those St. Louis people had to be really bummed. I mean, first you watch your team get beat in the World Series.
Yeah.
Let's rush over and get to the sports bar so we can watch the end of the Rams game.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I really thought St. Louis was going to win in that last four-second play. I even found myself comforting myself saying, well, you know, if you lose this game, at least, you know, you kept it close.
And you're still tied for first in your division.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
But came through at the last second. Anyway, the Red Sox won. Now there's 3-2. I got to watch game six.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow at Fenway.
They got a chance to win it in Fenway Park for the first time since 1918.
Oh, nobody will enjoy that much.
Yeah, this could be their third World Series win in 10 years. Yeah. Red Sox have put a nice little run together, but they haven't won it. They've won it on the road the first few times they were able to win a World Series this decade.
I kind of swore off baseball, but I've been watching these guys, and you got to love what they do with their beards. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen a baseball game this season,
well,
period. I swore off it because I needed some more time.
Yeah. It's like Duck Dynasty.
These guys are like lumberjacks, these Red Sox.
They wanted
especially.
To grow their hair in order to win.
Oh, and they've got them, I mean, full, like almost Amish.
All of them?
Yeah, most of them.
They look like the Seven Dwarfs.
And when they get a big hit or something, they go over and they just yank on those things. I mean, they sit there and yank on each other's beards hard.
Are they following that commercial? It's only stupid if it doesn't work.
Yes. I guess, but man, they are giving it up. I mean, I know what it feels like to have a beard yanked on, and these guys are tugging it, and these are strong men. They're tugging with all their might.
So what were you saying? Have the Red Sox won a World Series?
They've won two in the last in the last 9 years. They broke the curse.
Because I was there during the curse.
Right. And they didn't win that series. They hadn't won since 1918. And then they had a huge comeback. I think they won like four straight games that were... I mean, they
were in the World Series a lot. That's all I know.
Yeah, they've lost a few during the curse stretch, but they haven't won one at home. All their wins have been on the visiting team's field.
Oh, so this is big, Game 6.
At Fenway Park, yeah.
Historical.
Six and seven are both in Boston. They have two chances to win it.
It's the one-year anniversary of Superstorm Sandy now. And is everything fixed, or does Bruce need to go back and sing a couple more songs for them?
Not everything's fixed, but a remarkable amount has been fixed, and it's getting fixed in a different way. The construction codes they're using now, or it'll hold up for the next superstorm.
The same exact storm?
Yeah, they're putting like all the utilities in the attic these days, like your hot water heater is in the attic. I never thought of anything like that. I guess it's bad if it starts to leak, but if you make sure you maintain it, it's a lot better than having the, you know, all your electronics and heating and everything down below.
Yeah. Halloween is Thursday. Thursday is Halloween. I've been invited to a neighborhood Halloween party.
On Thursday?
Go? Yeah, I'm going.
You gonna dress up?
That was the part that I was debating. I guess you're supposed to. If you go anywhere on Halloween with other adults, you're supposed to act like a kid again, right?
I think a Halloween party means, yes, come in a costume, pretty much. Unwritten rule.
I think I'm going to wax my entire body and get a wrecking ball on wheels. What do you think?
Taken.
You won't be the only person.
Please, please, Taken. Please take pictures.
I've got
please.
Side boob. I think I can show.
Miley Cyrus, take pictures. Number one costume, I'd
all right,
say.
That's, you know what? That's too much work.
I can give you a few more tasteless ideas.
Sure.
There are some guys in trouble this morning, and the picture is somewhere in your pile there, but they went as the Asiana Airlines pilots, and they're not being well received, but I thought it was kind of cute.
How do you go as an Asiana airline pilot?
Well, you look like you've just survived a plane crash. You have a pilot's uniform, and then you...
That sounds like a great costume.
You tear it a few times. You mm-hmm. give yourself a little bit of a bloody nose or whatever, and then you have on your
We Too Well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you put your name tags on.
So you've got to find two other guys to go
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, there's three guys.
That's a lot of work, too.
There's always, every single year, the list of people who have offended certain people for Halloween. I don't know if people are trying to be offensive, but every year we have to address the same thing. Do not wear blackface. Juliana Hough, you know, from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, she's in the remake of Footloose. Nice little blonde girl. Yeah, yeah. Her and a bunch of her girlfriends went to a party dressed as the cast of Orange is the New Black, the Netflix series. And Julianne, who's white as a beautiful set of fancy Hollywood choppers, put blackface on to dress as one of the characters called Crazy Eyes, who, if you watch the show, is a hilarious character, but still. So she had to publicly apologize. Hmm. Now we're getting all the people who are publicly apologizing for their tasteless, racist costumes. Every single year, same
thing. Utah Jazz yesterday publicly apologized because they posted a photo of guys who were doing Malone in Stockton, and the Karl Malone guy was a white guy who went black, but... Right. It was very well done. I mean, the guy looked like Karl Malone.
That doesn't matter.
Well done or badly done. The point is that if you go in blackface, you're going to have to apologize.
Yeah.
Every year, it's the same thing.
So know before you go, I believe, is
know
what they say.
Know before you go.
Yeah.
Or how about don't go?
Did you see the Trayvon Martin?
Yes.
Triple costume idiots?
I did.
I mean, you got one clown wearing a Neighborhood Watch T-shirt, a poor gentleman wearing blackface and a sweatshirt with a big blood stain in the middle of it, and another girl with him.
So wait a minute.
Robin in the Hood.
All right. So I hear you all saying, "Don't go as something tasteless and shocking."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you should have a list of Betty Crocker approved Halloween costumes for me, because I thought it was Halloween.
Sexy
I thought you were
devil.
Supposed to actually tick people off a little
sexy
bit.
Sexy librarian.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Sexy
that.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy stewardess.
Sexy accountant.
Sexy
put
hostess.
Sexy in front of it.
Right. Sexy accountant.
Kind of leaves me out.
Sexy potato.
Sexy garden gnome.
Sexy whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sexy beekeeper.
Sexy beekeeper.
Yeah. Roll your sleeves up on that thing.
That dude, that's the easiest costume. I just put on my beekeeper suit, and I won't have to talk to anybody.
Nothing else. Yeah. Just the hood and nothing else.
You could pour honey all over yourself at midnight.
I think I'm just putting on my beekeeper suit. I have a Halloween costume. I don't have to do anything. It's pretty sticky, though.
Sexy.
The beekeeper thing is sticky. Don't you wash it or?
No.
Oh, really?
I can.
You would be quite popular, especially if you took some honey straws with you, and handed those out like your Halloween treats. Do you do honey straws?
I'm going to go with a basket of honey and a beekeeper outfit.
Yeah.
Done. Boy, that was easy. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Done. You got to take some live bees with you just to kind of spice
yes,
things
I should.
Up. Be great.
Well, they have portable beehives so people can see the bees.
Right, yeah.
I should call, there's a guy, the dude from Black Diamond who has bees in the burbs. Just had one of those. He brought it to the fair.
Good. As long as you get into it.
Stick
just
it right
fun.
On the kitchen table.
Yeah, have fun.
And all of a sudden, you know, let them out or pretend to let them out. It's Halloween. You got to scare people.
Yeah. If they all end up corpses covered in bees.
You know, there's
zombies.
There's one company in trouble for offensive outfits. I never thought I would hear that this company would be in trouble for an offensive Halloween outfit because I don't even think of Halloween when I think of these people.
Pottery Barn?
Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn.
Is having to apologize and pull outfits from their stores.
From their blackface collection?
No, but it is a race that they've offended. It's not anything to do with black people.
Pottery Barn apologized for selling a Halloween costume of a sushi chef and a kimono that an Asian civil rights group complained was culturally offensive.
I have to say, I looked at the costumes and I don't find them culturally offensive. That's what a sushi chef wears.
They said they've removed them from their website. We didn't intend to offend anyone with our Halloween costumes. We apologize. We're Pottery Barn. We should even be into this crap. I'm quoting directly.
We'll stick to overpriced furniture.
It's just so odd, though, because that's what a sushi chef wears. Like, if you're a white person and you're a sushi chef, if you're a black person and you're a sushi chef, if you're anybody and you're a sushi chef, that's your outfit. So how is that offensive?
Well, it had the Japanese flag on it. And they say, you know, this is our flag. This should
that's
not
offensive?
Well, it says we're not a costume. We're a culture. We're not, yeah. You know, don't think of us as a costume. I agree. I mean, there was nothing. There was no, like, mask
hey,
or
you
anything,
know what?
You know.
That's what the Washington Redskins should change their name to, the Washington Sushi Chefs. Just go for it.
You take, instead of the logo, you have a round circle with a piece of sushi and a pair of chopsticks hanging from it. Looks just like the other logo.
I fear sushi chefs. I mean, there's no more intense people on the planet. You look at those guys.
Yeah.
They're scary. I mean, I'm not like have nightmares about them, but
they're not coming after you. They're going after black cod.
Yeah, but they are intense. I mean, in the world of culinary cooking, sushi chefs are about the most serious people you're going to find.
And great with knives. Mm-hmm. You're right. We should be afraid of them.
All right. I enjoy culinary cooking myself. I think it's the best kind.
It's the yeah. good stuff.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Still to come on the show this morning. Our listener, Dana, who emailed us several weeks ago when we were talking about rich guys who fly ladies of the evening with them wherever they go in the world. She was actually a flight attendant for an airline, and her job was actually to fly these mm-hmm. rich sultans around. And she's going to be in this morning as kind of a backstage pass guest to tell us that really did happen. She's retired from that. And by the way, part of why she retired is she was not playing.
To go the extra mile high?
Yeah, to go the extra mile high. Anyway, that was nice of her, because after that email, we said, wow, would you tell us a little more? She was a little hesitant, so, we'll, you know, be nice.
The story, we were talking about a story where guys pay the very, very famous to come and just hang with them. Remember we talked about people who get paid 50 grand, like a star, like a Lindsay Lohan gets paid $50,000
just to come to your party.
Hang with somebody, like the Sultan of wherever. Rich,
oh,
rich
you mean
guys.
A Sultan pays her?
Right,
well, not Lindsay Lohan. Well, but people are getting her act together.
Now.
The way this started was we were talking about Jenna Jameson and how much money there is in adult entertainment. And somebody said, oh, the money's gone now. The glory days
and
have
then
passed.
People were saying, no, there's
and
plenty
I said,
of
all it takes is one Saudi prince to be smitten with you, and you're set for life. Right. I mean, you could be operating one of these webcams, and the next thing you know,
you don't think Lindsay Lohan was ever available as an escort?
I'm not saying no
for any price.
Well, people like a Paris Hilton, a Lindsay. I don't mean to single her out. She's actually obviously.
I bet
on the
Paris
mend.
Hilton was.
Well, and I'm not saying there was any untoward inappropriate behavior. They
know
pay.
How the fine person like that who only does that untoward behavior for free when you're secretly taping her.
They pay. You want to. Yeah. You're empowered.
They pay those girls just to hang out and drink at your party.
I know. That's
weird. Paris Hilton was at our party. It cost me $100,000.
I'll bet you, by the way, if we took bids, someone would pay Joe just to hang out and drink at their party. In fact, you want to do that?
Except I don't drink, but, you know.
Oh, shoot. What?
I'm always
fun anymore.
I always hang out at a party. I have an hourly rate. So
How about to hang out and eat at someone's party?
Yeah, I mean.
How much do you want?
It depends on how
Here's
far
what's gonna
I have
happen.
To go.
He's not what I was talking. You don't have to be an escort.
Got
to
wear this.
No, I don't mean how far. Sexually, I mean mileage.
Oh, mileage.
Yeah.
How far do I have to go? Second base, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different price.
Everybody at the party gets second base.
Yeah, right? Bellevue and Bellingham's different price. I got a bird to take a gas.
Your costume
Bellingham.
Sexy buffet guest is your costume.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because this week, it happened on Monday, a prostitution ring was busted in Brazil. They were sending models all over Europe and Africa. And they were charging for every model $80,000 to spend the weekend with rich people in Europe. So, Joe, there you go. $80,000, Joe.
That's almost as much as I pay my wife to do something with me. That's crazy.
is that a yearly budget or is that a weekend?
Actually, yearly, much more than that. 6:56 coming up after more than a decade in the making. There's a new Boston record. Even though Brad Delp committed suicide.
And Brad will sing on some of the tracks, but they also have a
Brad
new singer.
Brad did sing on some of
them. Yes, yes. And we've got a brand new song. It's not Brad. Just released this morning.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Paid for by Tom Albro for Port Commissioner.
Eastern Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curb. It's a pretty slow drive right now. We're also dealing with a wreck. I-5 southbound after 96, Highway 96. It's kind of in the South Everett area. It's on the right shoulder, but it is making things a little bit slow through that stretch of I-5. And then it gets even slower as you head into Linwood, Mount Lake Terrace and Shoreline. Ever to Seattle, a one-hour commute up this point. Also seeing some stop-and-go volume southbound 405 approaching 522.
Tom Albro reminds you of his goal to make our port the most environmentally conscious in the country. By lowering emissions for our cruise ships and eliminating jet fuel burning at terminal gates. With your vote to re-elect him, Tom Albro will keep our port's commitment to environmental progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to your phone, iHeartRadio! The app that delivers 1,500 live radio stations, music stations you create from 15 million songs, plus...
Special iHeartRadio performance, Paul McCartney!
Album release party with
I'm Katy Perry.
You're listening to Radio Queen on iHeartRadio.
It's real radio and a whole lot more. Download the iHeartRadio app or go to iHeartRadio.com.
Mattress price wars are happening right now at Sleep Country USA. They will end soon, however. If you want to take advantage of big manufacturers going head-to-head and giving the lowest prices that they can give, now's the time to visit a Sleep Country USA near you. Posturepedic is going against Beautyrest. You can save up to $400 off mattress sets. 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Serta Eye Comfort or the Tempur-Pedic bed. Plus, you get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress that you buy. Don't miss these savings because Mattress Price Wars is going to end soon. And when you're talking price at Sleep Country USA, you get 100 days to look for a lower price. If you can find a lower price within 100 days after your purchase, they will beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference. Also, 100 nights to check out that bed, the 100-day comfort guarantee. If it's not absolutely perfect, you decide the mattress is too hard or too soft, they will give you your money back hassle-free. Sleep Country USA Mattress Price Wars. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
The Emerald Queen Casino presents Battle at the Boat 93 this Saturday as Ring Magazine Wonder Boy King Raheem takes on two-time USBA lightweight champ Tim Pitbull Coleman. A full undercard, including Jeremy McClary's debut. Tickets now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Battle at the Boat 93 this Saturday, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
The Home Depot now has 10% off appliances, including the best brands like Whirlpool and Maytag. So, let's put a new spin on doing laundry with Whirlpool Cabrio. A washer that adjusts the cycle to fit your fabric. A dryer that won't overdry. And a price that won't shrink your wallet. Let's do this. 10% off all appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 30th on appliances $397 or more. U.S. only. See store for details.
This Halloween, the Seattle Symphony invites you for a stay at the Bates Motel. On October 30th and 31st, watch Alfred Hitchcock's classic thriller, Psycho, on the big screen at Benaroya Hall, while the orchestra plays the spine-tingling soundtrack live. Tickets to these chilling Halloween concerts are going fast. Call the box office or visit seattlesymphony.org to buy yours today.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Report brought to you by Columbia Sportswear.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 53. Tonight, clouds low down to 37, and then tomorrow we'll see clouds with rain with a high of 54.
Best way to stay warm in Seattle, Columbia's OmniHeat Reflective has little silver dots to reflect your body heat, and it's breathable so you won't overheat. Columbia's OmniHeat Reflective, shockingly warm, amazingly breathable. Shop Columbia.com or at a retailer near you.
It's time to get ready for Halloween. So come take a walk down Eek Street at QFC, where you'll find low prices to help stretch your Halloween budget and plenty of ways to scare up some frightfully good times. You'll save on treats for the kids and delicious platters to make parties a snap. Plus everything to make your house come alive with Halloween spirit. And with faster checkout, you'll be on your way in a flash. So gather your ghosts and goblins and brew up some Halloween fun with low prices. Only at QFC.
You'll find great savings now at QFC. Boneless USDA Choice Beef Flank Steaks or Flatiron Steaks are only $4.99 a pound. Locally grown Gala or Jonna Gold apples and Bartlett Anjou or Bosque pears are 10 pounds for just $10. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can, too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
It's Mike Gastineau with Tim Frohman and Anthony's Restaurant's head seafood buyer. Tim, give me an update on one of our favorites, fresh oysters.
The best oysters in the world are right here in the Puget Sound area. We've got Discovery Bay, Hood Canal, South Puget Sound covered with beautiful Pacific oysters, and people are coming in and eating them like crazy right now.
It's a great time of year to enjoy oysters, right?
That's right. This is a time of year when the oysters are perfect and the people know it. You know, they take a break in the summertime. We come back into the fall with beautiful oysters.
There's more than oysters at Anthony's, though. I know you've got a little bit of a rare treat to tell me about.
Yeah, I do. Winter Trollcock Kings out of Sitka, Alaska. These are some of my favorite king salmon of the entire year. It's a rare treat because these fish are caught in the fall and winter up in Alaska in a very small area. They don't always have them available. These are high oil content, delicious fish. And if you want great wild salmon at this time of year and into the winter, come to Anthony's for Winter Trollcock King Salmon out of Sitka, Alaska.
Contact your local Anthony's to see if they have Winter Troll Kings. And remember, Anthony's restaurants are open for dining on Halloween night.
30,000 square feet of major brand appliances and all priced to steal. Come prepared, because if you don't buy it, the person behind you will. It all happens at the Albert Lee Appliance Warehouse Sale, Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd in Ballard.
I'm a house painter.
I work in a bakery.
I'm a freelance designer.
I never bothered with health coverage.
I could never afford a health plan.
Well, I lost my plan years ago when I left the large company that I worked for.
A historic new law is bringing health coverage to every man, woman, and child in Washington.
But now, I'll have coverage again.
Now I have an individual health plan from Premier Blue Cross.
I was even eligible for financial help with my premiums.
Now's the time to talk to Premier Blue Cross about an individual health plan that includes checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. You may even qualify for a plan at little or no cost to you, all from a company that's been providing peace of mind for individuals and families for over 80 years.
Peace of mind is a beautiful thing.
To learn more, call 1-877-PRIMERA. Go to primera.com/goblue or talk to an independent producer. And go with the one you know. Premera Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
95.7 KJRFM thanks the Bellevue Lowe's for joining iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to support hiring vets. Vets, listen up. The Bellevue Lowe's is looking to hire veterans. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes for a complete listing of open positions. Local businesses, go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes to register and learn more. Hire smart. Hire vets. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes.
This report brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're definitely seeing some pretty slow traffic southbound I-5 making your way into Linwood. And, of course, then through Linwood, Mount Lake Terrace, into Shoreline. That effort to Seattle commute taking you 1 hour at the moment. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, a pretty slow drive approaching Sunset. And then that continues into the Kennedale Hill. And southbound 405 getting really busy approaching 522. Linwood to Bellevue, southbound 405 taking you 40 minutes.
Earn 1 point for every dollar spent with a Go Rewards credit card from Navy Federal Credit Union. Redeem points for cash, gift cards, merchandise, and travel. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. That's NavyFederal.org.